contracted crews will work 7 days a week, hoisting bundles of cut trees from the steep slopes of Mount Eldon and the Dry Lake Hills north of the city. It's the newest phase of the 15,500-acre project, primarily on the Coconino National Forest. Paul Sommerfeldt is the city's fire management officer and project manager.
We've got some incredibly steep, rough ground where typical ground-based equipment like traditional logging that we see in our area is not practical. You can't use it. It's too steep. It's too rocky.
Sommerfeldt says those areas are some of the most susceptible to wildfire, which could cause flooding and debris flows. That could add up to more than $1 billion in damage. The city, by contrast, will pay about $3.5 million for the steep slope thinning. Officials acknowledge the helicopters will create noise along with trail and area closures, but the work will greatly reduce wildfire potential. The helicopter work is expected to last through late spring. Flagstaff voters approved a $10 million bond for the Watershed Protection Project in 2012 following the 15,000-acre Schultz fire. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.